trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Tonight, WGN Sports is the only place you'll hear Neil and Stacy with a hometown call.
It's raining jumpers in Chicago, baby!
Watch the Bulls fight for playoff position. Bulls Pistons tonight at 7 on WGN-TV.
Opening day is almost here, and now is the time to check out DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's a new season every time you play, so you're never stuck with injured players or poor performers. Just pick two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you can win big. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code SCORE to play for free in the $100,000 fantasy baseball contest on opening day. You can win up to 10 grand. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. For details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
It is 3 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. Chicago Wolves playoff tickets are on sale today through Ticketmaster.com or through ChicagoWolves.com. Blackhawks on the road tonight, the back end of a back-to-back in Buffalo. Corey Crawford has been fantastic as of late.
Yeah, I think he's been outstanding this season. I think his consistency, we talked about going in, how big he's been in third periods. The games are on the line. He made four big stops. He had the big stop at 1-1, and a couple after that when we had the lead. So he's been great all year. You know, they had a little bit ordinary there after his injury, but other than that, outstanding season.
It is Scott Darling, though, who's expected to make his first start ever against the Sabres. Again, the back end of a back-to-back. And after slipping back to a wild card slot over the weekend, the Blackhawks have roared back, just now 3 points back of division-leading Nashville. The Bulls coming in tonight, having won four straight at home. They will host the Detroit Pistons this evening. Derrick Rose not expecting to play, unlikely to play, and still no official return day just yet, but it looks to be game by game at this point. Bulls are even with the Raptors for the 3 seed right now, and they are 2.5 behind the Cavs for the second spot in the East. Baseball, White Sox in Charlotte tonight. John Danks making the start against the AAA squad, and then it's off to Kansas City for opening day on Monday against the American League champs. The Cubs are in Phoenix tonight to battle the Diamondbacks at Chase Field, and expect a lot of minor leaguers tomorrow afternoon at Chase Field while the big league team is flying home to get ready to face off against the St. Louis Cardinals at Wrigley Sunday night. Josh Hamilton will not be suspended for a substance abuse relapse. Arbitration hearing determined he did not violate his treatment program, but the Angels are furious about the decision. Team president John Carpino saying that it defies logic that it's not a violation. Hamilton, by the way, owed $83 million over the next 3 seasons. College hoops, practice it going on right now at Lucas Oil Stadium, and Tiger Woods says he will play in the Masters next week. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago, and tickets for the 2015 Celebrity Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley on sale now, with a portion of the proceeds benefiting the Have Foundation. For more information, just go to 670thescore.com. Brought to you by Prairie Organic Spirits, made with respect from seed to glass, and Belvedere Events and Banquets. Book your next event with us. I'm Matt Riddlewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Thanks to Jeff. I don't know what Jeff does for a living, but this guy is really good at finding basketball information. I don't think he's a carny.
And the older boy, bless his soul, is preparing for his career.
Call it?
Carnival.
Gotta be proud.
Because if you're a carny, you're traveling around a lot, aren't you?
Hey, he's got time during the day.
Well, it sounds to me like you ought to be traveling with us.
Gary Busey, carny.
I always wondered about that. Do those people, like, live in Chicago and just do Chicago carnivals for that company?
I don't think so. I think they move with them.
Or do they move with them?
I think they move with them.
For $1, I'll get your weight, your height, or your sex. You can blow up your cheeks, you can stick out your chest, but you're not going to fool the guesser.
I don't know how it is these days. I haven't been to one forever, but man, back in the day, that was just toothless crackers.
It'll be a lot of fun. It's like having a carnival come to town or something.
The Steger Carnival were the weird ones. That's where you had the See, back in the day, that's where you had the very special tent.
Pitch a tent.
That's where you got your anatomy lesson.
Yes, I did. For a long time after that, I never wanted to see another one.
Carnies built this country. The carnival part of it anyway. And though they may be rat-like in appearance, they are true among men.
Boars and Bernstein.
Put my mic on!
Chicago Sports Radio 670.
At 305, Chicago Sports 70, The Score, Boars and Bernstein. And we're trying to figure this out. That since he said he did, how did Josh Hamilton not violate this and be suspended? Was there a story here that I'm missing? Because he went to them and said he did.
Is this because he wasn't caught by the mechanism of the league? An arbitrator ruled that it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. So you can just go to him and say, hey, by the way, I had a bad month. And he can say, well, okay, all right, and then we're fine. I mean, I've never heard of anything like that.
Me either. Me either. I don't.
You report your own violation, and because you do that, it's okay. Didn't he break the agreement? I mean, I guess I'm wrong. Apparently, I don't know anything about anything, but that would seem to me like he did it again.
Very strange.
And the larger picture is the Angels don't want him anyway. They wish Major League Baseball would have done something with him.
Well, can't a team act unilaterally? Can a team act out? Well, no, probably not because of the union and the collective bargaining agreement. There's no way they could do anything because they've already signed away that. Yeah, that'd be too easy for them to say, yeah, well, per our rules, you're suspended.
What do they owe that dude? $75 million or $90 million or something like that, right? Is it $90 million? It's some ridiculous.
$83 million.
We'll go with that. We'll go. They owe him $83 million. I think there's 3 seasons left on the contract, which means you're going to have to spend a whole lot of money to make him go away.
Sharing a lot of baseball thoughts today, too. This will be my opportunity to do that. I know that you're going to be out on Monday, correct? Is that Monday or
Friday?
Okay, that's Friday.
Friday, we're at the home opener.
But Monday's a short show because it's the actual opener.
They're opening in Kansas City, and we're a short show. And then Friday,
you're going to be out there.
We're going to be out there at the Cell. You're damn right we are. Maddie and I are out there for people.
And Terry's very excited about the Cubs all of a sudden, and not necessarily rationally. Just
I don't have to be it's sports.
I agree with you. I'm not
rational for sports.
You'd be in trouble, in fact, if that were the case. You're
not
out of a job.
It's spots.
But Rudy says, is it odd that I think the Sox might have the Cy Young winner, the Rookie of the Year, and the MVP, or at the very least the second in the voting, and the division is meh, yet I don't think they have a chance in hell of winning that division. I love what Han has done. I just see too many holes. And whoever picks Samardzija as a Cy Young winner should be drug tested immediately with Josh Hamilton. I'm excited to get to some games. I'm considering eating ribs out of my hat this evening after that new menu came out. That's one. The Sox have done a really good job in this, in what has become an arms race in the concession wars.
There's some concessions that are...
There's some that are... It's gotten...
It's really... Yeah.
What I thought was ridiculous last year pales in comparison to some of the ridiculousness this year.
Because if it ain't 1,500 calories, it ain't starting.
And $27.
Yep. Correct. And well, for 1,500 calories, that's pretty good eating, though.
And is Sriracha over now? Have we gotten to the point where if ballpark amenities now feel they have to include Sriracha on everything? Does that mean Sriracha's done?
I think so.
It's got to be close.
I got a bunch of ballpark stuff here, too, that you know, there's so much being added, and they're all doing it now, and they're all this giant, whether it's a sweet giant thing or a
piece of pizza in a Bloody Mary thing that they have now.
Well, you did a nice job. Remember that he brought you Brooks last year when he was giving us our Cuban baseball
pants. Helmet Sunday.
Brought you the Helmet Sunday.
Oh, the Helmet Sunday. Yep. Yeah, buddy. Hey, Brooks. I'm kind of looking
at you. What, he's supposed to bring one to Oswego?
No. Friday. I think part of the opening day tradition should be a Helmet Sunday.
By the way, Tanny wasn't kidding. 3 years and...
$83
million left of the Josh Hamilton deal.
And you
deal.
Don't want him.
And they don't want him. Well, somebody said so at the time, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
That there was, and it really was not an uncommon or controversial opinion.
If you were drug testing, you should have been drug testing the Angels. I mean, if you want to go in there and get to it, never mind that guy.
Now, that would be interesting if the arbitrator actually ruled that there will be no punishment to Josh Hamilton, but Artie Moreno is going to have to serve a 100-game suspension for being on drugs.
That's just one of the worst contracts ever. That was $125 million for 5 years of that crap. He was clearly, I mean, number one, you can never trust him. Number two, he had a couple seasons, and then he was going the other way fast. And now he's off the reservation again. And you owe him $83 million.
And you can't get out from under that. Don't you think that legally there should be some redress?
Yes.
For
should be.
Some self-imposed issues that mean you're not going to get full value of that contract. Because of this ruling, does that mean they can't claw any money back? Because if he were to be suspended, do they still owe him every dollar no matter what? Or is there any way is there some sort of recourse saying, look, dude, we invested in you.
And, dude!
And part of this was you doing everything that you could do to be the player that you could be that we're paying for, and then he's just not.
I don't know we could find. We always try to put a call into somebody out there because I don't know what you do. I mean, I'm not, first of all, I'm never, ever going to just give him $83 million to go away.
Oh, and here come the angry Sriracha people swearing at me because I made that comment about Sriracha. I'm not saying I don't like it. It's fine. It's a hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But when it has to be included in everything, once it makes it to mainstream chain restaurant menus, when it's at Subway and Quiznos and everything else, and everybody is advertising their use of Sriracha, it's usually an indication that we're probably past it.
I'm taking Cholula every day of the week.
Yeah, over Sriracha?
Yes.
I just like the wooden cap. I find there's something very satisfying about the wooden cap.
Do you use it, or you just look at the wooden cap?
A lovely bottle of Cholula. No, yeah. I like Cholula on eggs.
Me too.
It is a hot sauce that I prefer on eggs to the others, to the more acidic, sharper Tabasco, for example.
Well, you two should get together then.
Yeah, have
a little Cholula and touch your wooden cap.
I'm going to Paris.
Oh, you're bringing Cholula with you.
He didn't know it, but you're going to be in the back.
I didn't know it. Little Cholula on your snails. Well, and the opinion from Rick Camp is once Doritos has embraced something as a flavor, it has then gone too far. Although, some positive reviews for the sweet chili Doritos flavor in my house. Not for me, of course. I am a classicist and a purist when it comes to Doritos, nacho cheese, or Cool Ranch, or the retro taco flavor that they bring back every once in a while. I'm a fan of that as well. But, now there's the new spicy nacho one.
Well, everybody has to do it now. They all feel compelled to create something. It could be a dessert. Some of the dessert stuff, too. That's $27. A giant churro.
You know why? It sells. It works. Clearly, there's data that suggests the crazier the way that if you can deep fry a pound of butter, somebody's going to eat it.
That's a state fair.
Right, but that's what it's becoming.
That's called a state fair. Get your butter down to Springfield.
Or it's a party at Matt Bowen's house. It's one of the two. It's often indistinguishable from a state fair. You look at the people.
The carnies are in his yard.
You look at who's there. You look at the giant vat of boiling fat.
Yeah. When you look at Matt, it kind of looks like a carny. He's got a little carny in him, if you put the expression.
And when you think about it.
Not Art Carney.
Because of his scouting ability, he would be uniquely suited to guess people's height and weight, right?
Oh, I think he would be. I think that's right.
I think you're onto something. So wait, the Phillies have a 9-patty, 2,200-calorie burger.
Yeah, I got a list here. It's so much stuff.
That's
here.
Too much.
It's too much to get through.
There was a time when I would look at that as a challenge and do that, but when I was vanquished at Steak and Shake, in Bourbonnais when that seven patty, seven by seven, seven patties, seven slices of cheese, and I figured I could just knock that thing down. And then Maddie sort of stacked the deck on me, plying me with two bowls of vegetable beef soup ahead of time, and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, and I felt bad, and I just said, you know, I'm going to eat what I want, and I'm going to leave the rest.
It seems like, again, I don't eat that much anymore, but it seems to me like 2,200 calories would be a lot. Is that right, doctor?
Yes.
Is that you kind of eat 2,200 calories? What do you feel like after you knock that down?
Dying, I would think.
Yeah, and it's not spicy, right? There's no thing, there's nothing spicy on it, just the, no.
How about carrying that back to the seat in one of those little plastic or cardboard containers? How do you do that? How much does that weigh? How big are the patties? Is that a 2 pound?
Probably burger? It's 2 pound. Probably 2 pounds.
What did you say? Nine patties. They're
patties.
Probably quarter pound patties, right? Yeah. So that's what. Plus you get cheese and onions and everything else on there. Good luck. That's like eating one of those entire Gino's frozen deep dish pizzas. I think it's just over 2 pounds. And I can eat one of those. If I'm really hungry, I can eat every crumb of one of those. But at a ballpark, it's asking an awful lot. Plus, you're slugging a beer with that. And
I don't think I can. I know I can't do that anymore. And I the only one I would have a shot with would be like the giant dessert ones, which I've seen at parks.
Well,
no.
Ice cream melts. That's the thing.
Yeah,
it looks ice cream.
I would
looks
have a shot
giant, but ice cream at some point just becomes liquid. So it's not like after
have
you
a shot
like, oh, God, I'm miserable. I mean, otherwise, you could be
sicker than hell. Yeah,
yeah, you'd be sicker than hell. You'd need a bunch of lactase, because that'd be a different issue and get out the way.
Sounds like a good idea, though.
Teddy here says it is clear that how the Cubs and Sox finish won't have anything to do with how the teams fare in their respective season openers. You know what's nice, though? Cubs baseball and White Sox baseball are about to actually matter again. Let this settle in. These teams in the last three seasons have combined for 551 losses. They have offered virtually nothing to get excited about at the major league level.
I didn't realize it because I don't pay that close attention to stuff like that, even though they're right here, that these last two seasons for the White Sox are almost a two-season loss record, if not, right, for two seasons, that number of losses, it might have been an all-time record.
And killing pets everywhere. It's been an awful time. You can actually bring your pets out.
I didn't realize it because I hadn't really added them up because I tried to forget that there were that many.
Yeah.
I went out with Hawk, you know, and we had to talk about it.
Talking about the airports creating
wind. Well, we went to the airports, yeah, because I needed a little wind.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize it was that bad. It didn't strike you. I mean, I know it was awful, but I didn't know it was like historically awful for the White Sox.
Has he thought that all his life? Do you think like maybe when he was a youngster and he and his mom are driving around Savannah or something, she mentioned something to him, well, you know, young Kenneth, that anytime you're near an airport, there's always a lot of wind because airports create wind. And ever since then, he's sort of taken that and never questioned it.
No,
but how does one start to think that?
We were here once before and it was very windy. Anytime you get near an airport this close, you figure it's going to be very windy all the time.
Why? Not if it's not windy. You can notice wind at an airport because they've got the wind socks and various indicators, and you know that planes are always going to be taking off and landing into the wind to help with lift. But I can't fathom that. I understand the odd baseball things. He's set in his ways, and he's got old bits of baseball wisdom that have accrued over the years.
He was in the Ted Williams yesterday.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a long year.
Dude.
I know. It's going to be a long year.
Dude, do you understand that nobody you're talking to, at least the majority of those knows what the hell you're talking to? Is that
That's the Phillies burger, and that's got lettuce and tomato on it, too. I think I'm good. If I'm going to knock that down, I don't know if I need the garnish. I think I'm fine. Where's my lettuce?
Give that to Huck. Maybe he'd stop talking.
But,
I have no idea where it comes from, but it was like it's a preseason game. It's an exhibition game. And you're watching it. It's really meaningless. It's really, and the Sox are getting hammered and you know, Jose Quintana bad and bullpen kind of the guys they threw in there, and that's the worst time, because any spinning yarns, and I didn't know what he was talking about either. I had no idea what he was talking about.
Is this it? Is this the last year?
Well, you know, if he's got the power to say, I'm not, you know, I'm going to do every game because they're good, no, it's not.
He's Boers, I'm Bernstein. Bottom of the hour, we have the second half, and then we're going to talk to Barry Trammell, and then we're going to do Friday Fung and hear stories of dumb arguments, and then we're going to do more things on the Who Needs Two Tavern Tour scoreboards in Oswego. Come by, say hello. We're here. You really can say hello. We won't bite.
Yeah.
Terry, a body part might fall off of Terry because that just occasionally happens. He's like Kirk Heinrich. Everywhere we go, every Friday, he'll leave something there.
Oh, just wait.
Oh, I know.
Hold on.
You've got the score.
The Score Celebrity Roast is back. And this time, we salute the Score rookie, even though he played 16 years for the Bears, Patrick Manley.
How you doing?
Be there on Friday, May 8th at Belvedere Events and Banquets as we make Score history.
My head was between my legs.
Tickets are on sale now at 670thescore.com/roast.
Everybody thought I was an expert.
And include 4-hour open premium bar, appetizers, entree, and dessert bar. Presented by Prairie Organic Spirits and by Belvedere Events and Banquets. Must be 21 or older to attend. Order your tickets now before they're gone.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. When it comes to the inevitable zombie apocalypse, I think we can all agree on one thing. Failing to plan is planning to fail, and you have to plan ahead. If you wait to start planning until the rotting corpses start walking, you're going to become one of them. That's where the brothers Long come in. The Rams' Chris Long and Chicago's Kyle Long are here to help. They've taken it upon themselves to start a zombie apocalypse survival academy where the two bros will teach students the necessary skills to survive. It's going to cost now. Chris and Kyle want $20,000 a day. Before you say that's way too much money to learn how to use a chainsaw or a crossbow, let me ask you this. What's more expensive, 20 grand a day or mindlessly walking the earth for years craving human flesh? The question is not, can you afford to do this, but rather, can you afford not to? Sign me up. I'm Jim Rome.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Play music, sports, and pop culture challenges to compete for great prizes like concert tickets, cash, electronics, and even vacation getaways. Just pick a board from the list, fill out all the squares with photos from your phone, and submit for a chance to win. With a new challenge launching every day, get ready to embrace your newest obsession. Download the app now in the iTunes Store.
Is the Big League on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Whew, what a party.
But look at the walls, John. So many stains.
Oh, yeah, but...
You know what this means.
Val, we...
Time to repaint.
Val.
What, John?
We used Valspar Reserve, remember?
Mm-hmm.
It's super stain resistant and scrubbable. See, the walls are perfect.
Oh, yeah.
But if you still want to repaint...
Yay!
Valspar Reserve Paint and Primer with Hydrochroma technology. Now the colors you love stay the colors you love, exclusively at Lowe's.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Home Run and Pizza says don't drop the ball.
Time out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's games. Tonight, Chicago takes the ice against Vancouver at 7:30. And don't forget, Buffalo Wild Wings is also the official hangout for the NCAA for all your basketball needs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details, registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security. Security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Grab them.
Sunday, join the Scores, Barry Rosner and Bruce Levine from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Heating and Cooling Pub, 3530 North Clark, for the Budweiser Cubs home opener live broadcast. Come on out for a cold Budweiser and your chance to win great prizes. Plus, listen to the guys break down the home opener. Presented by Budweiser. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds on 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
327 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boys and first team. Well, I'll be doing the second half in a moment. Just catch up with a few things.
A lot of people are trying to translate the Hawk Harrelson airport wind comment.
All right.
And say, here's what he might mean.
All right.
The idea that if there is wind, it can be felt more easily at an airport because there aren't trees or structures blocking the wind.
Wide open.
You can get more what they call full fetch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it
doesn't mean it's windy by airports.
Right. It's windy everywhere that day. It's just that you happen to be in a more wide open space like O'Hare.
Right.
At Midway, maybe not so much.
Midway, not at all.
Yeah. There's wind there.
When those planes land at Midway, how do they not burn out their brakes? I mean, how does Southwest? Southwest has to spend maintaining and replacing 737 brakes just because of Midway landings alone. And when you're looking out the window, you're like, apartment building over on the ground. Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes you know that it's too fast. You go for whatever reason.
But they have to. I mean, they're going down and slam on the brakes. I rarely fly out of Midway, but when I do,
that's where I always go.
Well, it's always closer, Midway. It's closer to you.
Love Midway.
Yeah, see, for me, it's 10 minutes to O'Hare.
It's a little dicey sometimes when that thing, you go...
It's just...
You want to be...
I would think that if you're factoring in the cost of doing business, if you're an airline, factoring in the cost of doing business at Midway, this is just my guess, would be that you've got a maintenance cost on... The brake pad, whatever they use, pads or calipers. I don't know how you stop an airplane wheel, but I mean, obviously they can reverse thrust or whatever that is. But just as far as actually braking,
yeah, I don't know if it goes through. You know what I'll do? I'll ask a pilot.
Somebody would know. You've got pilot friends, right?
I do. Yeah, in bars.
That's true. You have them stashed all over the country.
I've taken more pilots home than anybody alive.
We used to have a guy that when we would do remotes out in. Like St. Charles and Geneva out there, there was a guy, a veteran United pilot, a guy who flies internationally for United. Hell, maybe he'll be flying me tomorrow, that he would always have information for us. And he said he could pick up the station. He would listen to the score. He knew the spot, like where it would bounce off the inside of the atmosphere or whatever. He said like well out into the North Atlantic when he was out past Nova Scotia. He said he could still easily get the signal because of the way everything is. I didn't really understand the science of it, but there's a place where the signal could be grabbed at night. I barely understand how an airplane works. But.
I've got pilot friends everywhere. I'll ask them about that because it's a daunting proposition sometimes when you watch that landing. If you're sitting there paying attention, because oftentimes now I do my best not to. Don't look at all. Don't think about it. Don't look. Let it hit. And just grab like you're breaking.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this thing isn't going to stop. Because believe me, I know the feeling when it doesn't stop. It's a bad feeling. But it's so far, so good.
It's better than some of the Lufthansa stops. Those are abrupt. Those are different. That's also on you.